Tony Perkins has only played 12 minutes this first half. Brock Harding's come in and really has given them a jolt.
He has.
He's been very good for this Iowa team in the minutes that he's played right now. And it's forced Tony Perkins to stay on the bench.
First free throw good, as is the second for Cricky. Yeah, Perkins got his pocket picked early by Hepburn. So they got threw him off a little bit. 44-40 Wisconsin. A minute 55 left of the first half. Marcus Silver out high, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky flips it to Klesman, high on the left. Again, this offense slowing down as Klesman goes into Crowell, left of the lane, backing Esteedy. Left shoulder turn, leans in, pivots, goes up right hand, good.
Good footwork.
Stayed with it. 46-40 Wisconsin with a minute 33 left in the half. Stephen Crowell with 11 points in the first half. A.J. Storr has 14. Harding around the Freeman screen. Harding baseline right, picked up by Crowell on the switch. Now Cricky versus Zilver at the free throw line. 12 to shoot. McCaffrey leads it to Harding on the right side. Shot clock at 8. Harding against Crowell. Small versus a big. Leaning in. Harding flipped it up and in. Oh, crafty work by the freshman guard. 46-42 Wisconsin. 105 left in the half. Becky Hepburn out front, 1 minute left in the first half for the offense rules here in Iowa City. Crowell out high, takes the hand off the Storr, gets it to Klesman off the left wing, reverse layup is off the rim and out, no good. Freeman the rebound. 4-point lead Wisconsin, 45 seconds left in the half. Freeman hangs in the air, throws it to Harding for three, left of the circle, and that is wide right. Cricky trying to save, cannot. Out of bounds to Wisconsin off the air ball.
Wisconsin dodged one there, to say the least.
Yes.
Because if he makes that three, this place goes absolutely nuts.
Owen Freeman will come out. Evan Bronze, a 6'9", well put together, 245-pounder, a senior from Iowa City. Comes back home. He's a transfer from Belmont. 46-42 Wisconsin, down to 35 seconds left in the first half. And Hepburn will walk it across half court. At about an 8-second difference, gained a shot clock. Hepburn near half court, left of the center circle. Hepburn against Brock Harding, down to 20 seconds left in the half. Hepburn rocks the dribble around a Crowell screen. 8 to shoot, inside feet. Crowell catches low on the left, goes up, got blocked by Bronze, and Stephen Crowell goes to the foul line with 14.1 left in the half.
Surprised he got that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep.
I am surprised. Now, there is a forearm in the back, and that's where the contact happened, but
take it. Yeah, first free throw is good. You mentioned Nolan Winter out there. We don't see it often. Here at the end of the half, we're seeing Crowell and Winter on the floor together. That's something, you know, moving forward, we could see more of, talking about like next year even.
Next year, I was getting more next year, because the reason it happens now is Tyler Wall, 2 fouls, Carter Gilmore,
yes,
2 fouls.
Yes. Peyton Sanford in for Cricky. Marcus Ilver is about set to re-enter for Wisconsin.
That's a big sequence. You go Brock Harding, missed three, get to a one-point game. Steve Draw gets the free throw line.
Missed the second. Sanford the rebound. Down to 10 seconds left in the half. 47-42 Wisconsin. Down to 6 seconds. Harding hands off to Sanford. 4 seconds. Harding left of the lane. Runs it up. No whistle. Foul called. With 1.2 left in the first half, and they'll get Stephen Crowell for his second.
And Steve just needs to go up and down. He just go vertical. There's enough contact there that they were going to call it.
Brock Harding has given his team a lift. 5 points, couple of assists. He's 13 of 16 at the line this season. First attempt is good.
You saw the same thing. Steve got him on top on the release.
Yep. 47-43 Wisconsin with 1.2 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Harding is in the air, and it rattles out. Crowell the rebound, and time runs out. The first half has come to an end. If you like offense, you like the first half here today in Iowa City. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Well, the first half, both teams shot better than 55% from the field. At the break, Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
At the half in Iowa City, Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43. A.J. Storr with 14 first-half points for Wisconsin. Stephen Crow with 12. Chucky Hepburn has 8. Nolan Winter with 6 off the bench. John Blackwell with 4. Tyler Wall with 2. Carter Gilmore with 1. Owen Freeman has 10 points to pace Iowa. 3 of 3 for the field, 4 of 5 at the foul line. Peyton Sanford with 9, 7 for Josh Dix, 6 for Brock Harding, 4 for Ben Cricky, and 2 apiece for Tony Perkins and Laji Dembele, and also Patrick McCaffrey with 3 points in the first half. Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Yeah. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at Carver Hawkeye Arena, Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43. The Badgers led by as many as 13. And joined now by Brian Butch, running great offense until they weren't, right?
Well, running great offense until they weren't. And a lot of it was the ball stuck. Now, they still have 14 assists on 17 made shots. They had 14 assists on 15 made shots with about 6 minutes left in the first half.
Yep.
So that's when Iowa made their run. The ball didn't move. They didn't get another assist the rest of the half. And that's where Iowa was able to come back. And that's how they're able to make their way back into it. The other thing is bad offense usually results in fast break opportunities. Iowa, 8 fast break points. Decent, but that's how they made their run.
Yeah, Iowa averages 15 fast break points per game. Points in the paint in the first half, 22-18 in favor of Wisconsin. At the break, the Badgers 47, the Iowa Hawkeyes 43. More of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk.
It's Ford Truck Month. Are you ready? And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series. Are you ready? Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43 at the half. Well, Butch, you touched on it, but probably a good time now as a reminder. You know, the Badgers have 47 points. That's the good news. The bad news is they've allowed 43. So what are the most important aspects now that Wisconsin needs to focus on to slow down Iowa's offense?
Yeah, when you look at it, obviously on pace to give up 86 points, way too many points. So first, get back in transition. Now, I know fast break points, Iowa only has 8. I get that. But that sets your defense. Now you're in a position to guard. When you're not in that position to guard, now all of a sudden it gets ball reversal, side ball screens, the driving angles are bigger. That's where Wisconsin needs to come together, play as 5, and make those driving angles small. I thought Owen Freeman did a really good job of penetrating from the top as a big. And now that's where guards should be digging. We didn't see any of those. We saw straight drives by Owen Freeman, the big, and there was no help on the elbows and the blocks whatsoever. He was able to drive right in and attack Stephen Krull. The thing to be aware of here is Stephen Krull, two fouls. Tyler Wall, two fouls. Carter Gilmore, two fouls. Like, your bigs have foul problems, so just something to be aware of.
And a couple of Iowa players with two fouls. One of their bench players, Laji Dembele, with a couple. Peyton Sanford also with two fouls.
I take that by Stephen Krull, one foul.
Yes.
I thought it was two, one foul.
You are correct. Yeah, I thought he had two as well. It is correct. He has just one in the first 20 minutes. 47-43, Wisconsin leading Iowa. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Have you been to Kohl's lately? Because if not, you are seriously missing out. I just went and they have amazing clearance deals going on. I'm talking thousands of new markdowns added. So you can save up to 70% on everything from fleece sweats, cute sweaters, comfy PJs, and more. So take it from me. Run to Kohl's before you miss out. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 17 of 29 from the field, 58%, 6 of 10 from the arc, 7 of 9 at the free throw line. The Hawkeyes 14 of 25 from the floor, 56%, 3 of 9 from deep, 12 of 14 at the free throw line. Badgers a plus 4 on the glass. They have 14 assists, just a couple of turnovers. Iowa has been terrific all season protecting the basketball, also with just 2 miscues and 8 assists. Paint points 22 for Wisconsin, 18 for Iowa. Bench points even at 11. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's live in the lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Badgers have not trailed in this game. They've led by as many as 13, but just a four-point advantage now as we get ready for the second half. Wisconsin 47, Iowa 43.
As I look at it, defensively, you've got to be better. Offensively, continue to touch the post. You're forcing Iowa to double team from there. You're making the right plays. And the big question mark for me is Tony Perkins, who was very quiet. Only 2 points, only three shot attempts. A guy that's averaging close to 16, almost 16 a game, 5.4. He's a very big part of their offense. Been very quiet through the first half.
He almost makes you nervous, right?
It absolutely does.
He's on a pace to lead the team in points, assists, and steals. And if that holds up, he would be the first Iowa Hawkeye to do that since Dean Oliver.
Who's
in
that?
2000. He was a guy who got fouled a lot by Mike Kelly.
He correct.
That's Dean's story, and he's sticking to it.
Well, we'll believe him. He's one of us now.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, great member of Greg Gard's staff, been on the staff for several years now. As Iowa will have the first possession of the second half, we'll be moving to our left as we bring you the audio description from our vantage point right by the Wisconsin bench. And the second half is underway, and here's Tony Perkins. Through the front court, around a Freeman screen, throws to Freeman left of the wheel. He'll toss it outside left to Josh Dix. Now Peyton Sampson loops it inside. Cricky got tied up by Wall, and Tyler will be guilty of his third foul. That did not take long. 12 seconds into the second half, and Wall picked up the foul. Been a little quiet for Tyler here today. 2 points, one rebound. And Nolan Winter will come in. So we talked about it at the end of the first half. And then now out of necessity, we'll see Crowell and Winter on the floor together. I should remind you, though, Nolan scored six in the first half. Here's Owen Freeman, hands off to Perkins. Left elbow jumper is good. There's the first bucket for Perkins. A couple of the first half free throws, and the lead is down to two.
There's a reason I said what I said coming
up. Badgers moving to our right. Winter out front, and his pass for Hepburn deflected by Perkins, and then went off of Hepburn and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. So there's Tony Perkins making something happen at both ends of the floor in the first 32 seconds of the second half. That's what seniors do.
That's what great players do. And that's what he's been for this Iowa team. He really has been this year.
Perkins out front, drops it off to Josh Dix, feeds Ben Cricky. And it back down on Winter. Cricky turns up left hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell. 45 seconds gone by, second half, 47-45, Wisconsin. And Crowell dribbles it up the floor for Wisconsin. He'll kill the dribble between the circles, a toss for Klesman. Max high on the left, whips at the Store. Store left of the circle, pulls up, left elbow jumper, no good. And the rebound comes down to Peyton
Sanford.
Tough
shot.
Yeah, it was.
Tough shot.
Sanford to the front court for the Hawkeyes. Now feeds Cricky, left wing. Bounces it to Freeman. Backing on Winter. Freeman got around him to the rim. Layup good on the reverse. And this game is tied at 47. Chucky Hepburn to the front court. Carter Gilmore ready to check in for Wisconsin. Crowell left wing. Crowell against Freeman. A pass for Klesman at the top. Max a jab step. Now puts it on the deck. Left lane line against Sanford. Turns it out to Winter. Seven to shoot. His pass intended for Crowell. Stolen away by Freeman. Another Wisconsin turnover. Peyton Sanford racing up the left side of the floor. Left of the lane. Now it's Perkins. Perkins at the left elbow. The jumper for the lead is good. And Iowa has the lead for the first time today. First 6 points in the second half to the Hawkeyes. 49-47 Iowa. 18 minutes remaining. Winter throwing to Store on the left side. A.J. at the top. Makes it back to Winter. Left foul line extended. Drifting out between the circles. Now it's Store off the crowd screen. Slips it into Crowell. Low on the right. Goes up. Got it. It counts and a foul. And one for Stephen Crowell. The game is tied at 49. And Ben Cricky is called for the foul.
Such a better job by A.J. Storr on that possession. Could have turned the corner, took a 15-foot jump stop. Instead, he let Steve come up, set the ball screen. Now all of a sudden, you got a roller. You can attack, hit the pocket pass. That's what happens when you're just a little bit more patient.
Free throw is good for Crowell. Meanwhile, Carter Gilmore has come in for Nolan Winter. 50-49, Wisconsin. 2:20 gone by second half. Josh Dix being dogged in the backcourt by Hepburn. Dix gets it across the midstripe. Now Owen Freeman at the top of the circle. Angles left. Now Perkins hanging, shooting. Foul line jumper off the left side iron. No good. Trying to run it down. Ball is loose in the air. It comes down to Freeman, and he got fouled on the play. And that's just sheer hustle from Tony Perkins, and he ends up getting fouled by Max Klesman, his first.
And you've got to match it right now. From right now, 50-50 balls are going Iowa's way.
50-49 Wisconsin, 17:25 remaining here in Iowa City. Perkins, baseline left, will inbound. And it goes to Freeman, hands off to Dix, squares away, left elbow jumper is good. For Josh Dix, he has 9, 51-50 Iowa. 2:45 gone by in the second half. Hepburn sets the floor for Wisconsin along the left sideline. He'll drift it to the top, angles right, leaves it for Klesman. Max on the right wing. A throw to Crowell. Up high, hands off to Storr. A toss for Gilmore, feeds Hepburn off the right wing. Chuck in the lane, goes up through traffic, no good. And the rebound to Ben Cricky of Iowa. Now Perkins busting up the floor, loops it over the outstretched hands of Owen Freeman and out of bounds, turnover Iowa. Sometimes even the Hawkeyes play a little bit too fast, as we'll see John Blackwell come in for A.J. Storr. 16:48 remaining, 51-50 Iowa.
But there has to be a sprint back.
Yes.
And there was three Iowa players there. Wisconsin's got luck, but you've got to sprint.
Hepburn will bring it up uncontested for Wisconsin. It's at the Blackwell, high on the right, feeds Gilmore at the top, turns it outside left for Klesman. Klesman around a crowd screen, slips it into Stevie. Moore on the left, goes up, got tied up and fouled. Oh, a nice little screen and roll there as the foul is called. Two shots coming up for Crowell as Tony Perkins is called for his first foul. Tony Perkins claiming it was all ball. Bill X saying nope. 15 points for Crowell today. 4 of 5 at the foul line. First free throw dances in for Stevie. 51-51, 16:33 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Crowell. 16 points, matching his output on Tuesday night. He now has 17. 52-51, Wisconsin, 3.5 minutes into the second half. Peyton Sanford against Max Klesman, left of the lane. Scoops it to Owen Freeman. Left lane line against Crowell. Stops at the block, quick twist. Knocked away, ball is loose. Perkins gobbles it up, going to Cricky. Into the painted area. Now Sanford, baseline left jumper is good for Peyton Sanford. He continues to do his work inside the three-point line, 53-52 Iowa.
But it's another 50-50 ball that Tony Perkins gets.
4 minutes gone, second half. Badgers down by one. Klesman off the crowd screen to the line. The floater in the lane is good for Max Klesman, his first points this afternoon.
Can Wisconsin string together a couple of stops?
54-53 Wisconsin, 15:48 remaining. Josh Dix, foul line fadeaway is good. The answer is not yet. 55-54 Iowa, 15:40 remaining. Hawkeyes 6 out of 8 from the floor in the second half. Badgers 2 for 4. Carter Gilmore dribbles to the left wing, hands off to John Blackwell. A pass for Klesman. Dix defending. Klesman whips it inside. Crowell will catch off the left block. Starts it into Gilmore. The shot inside gets blocked. And here comes Iowa. Josh Dix to the front court for the Hawkeyes with 15:15 to play. 55-54 Iowa.
And offensive foul. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Cricky working against Gilmore and just displaced him. Simple as that. As we have the under 16 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:10 remaining, Iowa 55, Wisconsin 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All low for Breeze Car clips right on your pen. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy for Breeze.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks are made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. Iowa up 1, 55-54 with 15:10 remaining.
And defensively, Wisconsin needs to try to get some stops. 6 of 8 Iowa, as we've talked about that, but it's all become very easy right now for Iowa.
John Blackwell to the front court, gets it to Carter Gilmore between the arcs. He'll leave it for Hepburn. Chucky against Tony Perkins. Hepburn above the three-point line on the right side as he sets the floor. Bounce pass to Crowell. Freeman defends. Single coverage, the double from Peyton Samford. A little retreat from Crowell. Right of the lane, needs help. Finds Gilmore. Tried to slip a pass into Blackwell. He's able to gather it. Nice catch, and then he double dribbled. Yep. Turnover, Wisconsin. It was a tough pass that John was able to gather, and then from there, unable to finish with the double dribble. The call you might see about 2 or 3 times a year.
Right? Correct, correct.
Here's Perkins against Hepburn at the top of the circle. Gliding left, hands to Peyton Samford. Bounce pass Freeman, left of the lane. Single coverage Crowell. Freeman backing, shakes into Perkins, cuts through the lane, fade away left of the lane, good. Perkins with 6 in the second half, 57-54 Iowa. It's almost predictable, right? I mean, Perkins played 12 minutes in the first half, 2 free throws. You knew he was going to come alive. A.J. Storr being doubled out front, needs help. Finds Hepburn, goes into Crowell, low on the right, and he is fouled by Peyton Samford inside. Crowell will shoot 2, and that's 3. 3 on Peyton Samford's. Stephen Crowell back at the free throw line.
Now, AJ does a good job of handling the double team. I like Wisconsin getting the ball, still forcing it. Steve gets the free throw line because they're aggressive offensively. But I can't emphasize it enough, Matt. They have to get stops.
Yes.
Right now, 7 of 9.
McCaffrey is in for Samford. Yeah, Iowa scoring at will. Perkins getting a little credit on that last one. That wasn't an easy shot, but everything else has been pretty easy money.
And it's been 15-foot jump shots, right? Coming off of the middle pick and roll, which Wisconsin has struggled with all year long.
Both free throws are good. 57-56 Iowa. Here's Perkins in the lane. Hepburn cut him off. Now McCaffrey at the free throw line. 13:50 remaining. 1-point lead Iowa. Owen Freeman backing. Hepburn digging. Knocked it loose. Ball is loose. To the floor is Stephen Crowell, and they get a tie-up. Arrow, Wisconsin. Brought to you by Chucky Hepburn.
But isn't that what I was talking about at halftime?
Yeah.
Olin Freeman's done a good job of penetrating from the top. There was no guards anywhere near him. Finally, there is a guard comes down as Chucky, and it results in a turnover.
You're a roll, man. Once in a good way, once in a bad way.
It doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, Perkins coming alive, he has, and Chucky making a play defensively off the dig. Here's A.J. Store. Big post left. Works it around Dick's right-hand shot. No, and the rebound knocked out of bounds and belonged to Wisconsin with 13:31 to play. 57-56 Iowa. Nolan Winter ready to check back in for the Badgers. He'll come in for Crowell. So you have Hepburn, Blackwell, Storr, Gilmore, and Winter on the floor. Hepburn baseline left for Lindbaum. Into Storr between the circles. A.J. defended by Tony Perkins. Storr flips it to Gilmore. He's out high. A toss for Hepburn, high on the left. Hepburn to the right-hand dribble to the free throw line. In the lane, pivots, fades, flips. Badgers take the lead. Hepburn with 10, 58-57 Wisconsin. 13-10 remaining. Perkins left lane, like tough shot, good off the glass. That's Tony Perkins. He can bulldog it. That's exactly what he did. 59-58 Iowa. He's Hepburn throwing to Gilmore. Left side feed for Storr. Storr against Josh Dix. Backing is Storr. Mid post left. Turns up right hand. Back rim. Out no good. Ben Cricky the rebound for Iowa. 59-58 the Hawkeyes. Here's Perkins. To the left elbow. Throws it to Cricky left wing. And toss back out to Perkins. Perkins around the Cricky screen. And the jumper away over Gilmore is off the back of the rim. No good. A rebound fought for. Hepburn gets cut to the floor. And a foul is called. They're going to get Cricky here, I believe. It'll be his third.
As Cricky was falling down to the ground. Chucky's getting the ball and he's tripped by Cricky.
Max Klesmet will come in for Wisconsin. Hepburn will sit down. Coming up on the other 12. We have 12:34 left in the game. 59-58 Iowa. And up the floor comes Max Klesmet for Wisconsin. Husband throwing to Winter outside right. Owen Freeman with a tight D. Now Gilmore turns it to Klesmet, feeds Blackwell between the circles. Bounce pass to Carter. Gilmore, right wing, feeds Winter. Took a look at the three and a whistle and a foul called. They're going to get Freeman here bumping into Blackwell. Yep.
Yeah, John comes down, sets a good screen to get Nolan Winter to pop out for a three. And Nolan Freeman just continues to push right through him.
That's six fouls on Iowa. Wisconsin just two. Keep that in mind. Here comes A.J. in the lane. Got tied up. Working through it. Got fouled by Josh Dix. There you go. Badgers not messing around. Getting that next foul on Iowa. This is on Josh Dix, who got a lot of the basketball. But they say got some body as well. And Storr will go to the free throw line. And got him with that arm, it looked like. His right arm got the right arm of A.J. Storr.
So I think there was, you know, could have had a jump ball first, but it wasn't quick enough. I get that, but A.J. ripped through quick enough where it's going to be a foul.
First free throw rattles out for Storr. A.J. with 14 points all in the first half. 59-58 Iowa, 12:14 remaining. Second free throw for Storr is good. And we're tied at 59 as Crowell will come back in for Nolan Winter. 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Badgers and Hawkeyes tied at 59 as Tony Perkins up the floor for the Hawkeyes. He has 10 points, 8 here in the first 8 minutes of the second half. He'll bounce it to Josh Dix against Blackwell. Top of the circle around a Freeman screen. Fading, flipping right elbow. Good. Josh Dix having himself a game. He has 13. About doubled his scoring average for the season. 61-59 Iowa. 11:48 to play. And Crowell with a pass. Elevating and getting it to Storr. He'll turn. Goes up left. Block falls out. No good. Whistle inside. Foul called on Wisconsin. As we're going to get Carter Gilmore for the foul as we have a timeout here at Carver Hawkeye Arena. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 11:42 remaining. Iowa 61, Wisconsin 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? When it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 61-59, Iowa leads Wisconsin with 11:42 remaining. Encouraging sign, though, moving forward, which is that the Badgers are in the bonus the rest of the way. And Stephen Crow is 19 points. He's 8 of 9
from there, I see. Yeah. But it's because they're continuing to get the ball there. It's not what they're doing on the offensive end.
That's
not the problem. Offensively, they're doing a really good job. Right now, defensively, they need to stay locked in. Now, it did not help. Tyler Wall had 3 early fouls. He's now back in the game. Let's see if he can bring some of that intensity that he always brings.
Iowa 9 of 12 from the field in the second half, and everything done inside the arc for both teams here so far in the second half. Freeman hands off to Josh Dix at the free throw line. Throws to Patrick McCaffrey high on the right with Wall defending. McCaffrey, a left-hand toss for Price Sanford. No crossover on Klesman, left of the lane. And A.J. Storr reaching in is called for the foul. And that's team foul number 4 against Wisconsin, and the first on A.J. 11:23 remaining, 61-59 Iowa. And the Hawkeyes with the baseline left throw-in from Josh Dix. He'll loop it into Freeman. Top of the circle, hands off to McCaffrey. Surveys, feeds Dix at the foul line, kicks to McCaffrey, deep three, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Owen Freeman low on the left, trying to muscle it up, right hand missed, but he was fouled. Well, the second chance, and Stephen Crow gets his second foul, and Owen Freeman goes to the foul line.
Got to be impressed with Owen Freeman.
He's been
this
good
year. I mean, I know he's an eight-time Big Ten freshman of the year. I get all that. But just even in this game,
he had hit a wall, it seemed, for a time. And then last weekend against Minnesota, had a double-double, his fourth of the year, 17 and 14. Hits the first free throw. Pretty quiet in the game at Maryland, 5 points and 8 rebounds. At 14 and 13 the first time around against Wisconsin. Doing better than that here today in the scoring column. Hits both free throws, 63-59. Iowa. Freeman has matched his point total in Madison with 14 points. Badgers down by 4 now. Crowell at the top of the circle. Throwing to Hepburn. Chucky off the left wing. Gets it to Wall. Low on the left. Takes it right. Tough shot. Hit it off the window. He was in traffic down low and was able to score at 63-61 Iowa. 10:50 remaining. Freeman left of the circle, hands it to Josh Dix off the Freeman screen, slips it past to Freeman, spinning low to the right, and the layup is good. 16 for Freeman.
Defensively, they're too spread out, man.
65-61 Iowa, 10 and a half minutes remaining. Hepburn gets them organized offensively. Chucky between the circles, a toss for Storer high on the right, flips to Kraut. Flips at the wall, baseline right against Price Sanford. Out the max, flips a three, right side, short, no good. A.J. Storer could not control the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Josh Dix of Iowa.
And A.J. buys an extra possession for this Wisconsin team. Did a good job of crashing the offensive rebounds.
A.J. comes out, John Blackwell is in. 10-16 to play, four-point lead Iowa, 65-61. Hepburn, baseline rival inbound, looking. Lobs it out the wall near half court. The throw to Klesman high on the left, feeding Blackwell on the left wing. Blackwell throwing to Klesman at the top. Now Hepburn high on the right. Ducky feeds Klesman, five on the shot clock. Max, left of the lane, in traffic to Blackwell. Three shot, left corner. It's off the rim, no good. Owen Freeman the rebound. 9:54 to play, 65-61 Iowa. Tony Perkins outside right. Perkins off the Freeman screen, reaching in Wall, knocked it loose. Ball is loose, a scramble for it. Bodies on the floor, picked up by Tyler Wall. That's letting him play. A lot of contact down there. Here's Wall on the dribble, right lane, left to the rim. Shot blocked by Freeman. It comes down to McCaffrey, and here comes Iowa. Perkins front court right, cuts off the wing, long the left, throws it up, too strong, no, but a foul.
And even though Tyler Wall has the ability to go score in that, now you're falling into the way that Iowa wants you to play.
Yep, yep.
They set you up, block, now they're running. They're going, they're going.
And he just picked up his fourth foul, did Tyler Wall, with 9:26 remaining. And Marcus Hilver will come in for Wall, 65-61 Iowa. The versatile Tyler Wall is going to have to sit for a while now with the four fouls. Perkins inbounds to Freeman. Right elbow, hands off to Josh Dix. The fadeaway right of the lane is good. Boy, he's just feeling it good here today. He has 15, 67-61 Iowa. 9:15 remaining. Greg Gard will use a timeout as the Hawkeyes with their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. This will be a full timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 9 minutes, 12 seconds remaining. Iowa 67, Wisconsin 61. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 67-61, Iowa leading Wisconsin with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. In the second half, the Hawkeyes are 11 of 16 from the floor. Badgers, meanwhile, just 4 of 13. And Josh Dix having himself a game. And he's had a few like these this season. 15 points today at 15 against Ohio State, 21 at Minnesota.
And what they're doing is they're getting it off of pin downs. So he's coming off that pin down, coming off, and he's got a little bit of a fade to his jump shot, and there's no contest.
A.J. Storr will inbound as the Badgers using a timeout. They still have two available. Hepburn, front court left. Working off screens from Crowell and Marcus Hilder. Hepburn on the right side, dribbles off the wing against Brock Harding in the lane. Left block, looped it into Crowell. Low on the right, goes up, missed, but a foul. Well, goaltending, it looks like they're going to call.
That's a new one.
It's Stevie the bucket. You want another look at that one, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. But we'll take it.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm surprised by it myself.
When you're 3 of 11
right?
In the second half, you'll take it.
Iowa's lead is 4, 67-63. Harding and trying to get it to Peyton Sanford, and he got fouled from behind by Chucky Hepburn. That's his second. And team foul number 7. So now both teams in the bonus with 8:48 remaining. 67-63 Iowa.
And you've got Iowa being the best free throw percentage team in the Big Ten, and Wisconsin's third best in the Big Ten. For a while there, Wisconsin was the best.
Sanford, or Iowa rather, 14 of 16 today, and the first free throw is good for Sanford. Peyton Sanford now 4 of 4 at the foul line. He's an 89% free throw shooter coming into the game. 5-point lead for the Hawkeyes. Second free throw is on the way, and that's good. 69-63 Iowa, 8:48 to play. Hilver, Hepburn, Asijan, Storr, and Crowell on the floor for Wisconsin. Here's Chucky to the line, and he is fouled on the penetration block. Harding got him, and that'll get Chucky Hepburn to the foul line for a 1-1. He's a 76% foul shooter. Max Klesman coming back in for Wisconsin, subbing for Connor Asijan. Hepburn has 10 points today, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. 1-1, the front end is good. Tony Perkins will sub in for Brock Harding. 69-64 Iowa, 8 minutes and 42 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Chucky Hepburn. Eyes the rim, sends it, missed it. Rebound, Marcus Hilver. Right of the lane, and he'll drift back out front. Another chance here for Wisconsin. Hepburn out high. The screen from Crowell. Chucky left of the lane on the attack. Kills the dribble. Knocked away. Turnover, Wisconsin. Bryce Sanford forced the miscue. And now Owen Freeman leaves it for Perkins. Slips it inside. McCaffrey catches. Back out to Perkins at the top. Hilver defends. Perkins left-hand dribble. Bounce pass McCaffrey. Refeeds Perkins. And Iowa resets the floor. Perkins against Hilver. In the lane. Off-balance shot. Missed, but he was fouled by Hilver. He spread the floor there trying to work on Marcus Hilver. And they get Hilver for the foul. His first.
That's a tough one on Marcus. It's just Tony backs up in isolation. The only thing you can do in that situation is hope you try to give up a 15-foot jump shot. And realistically, Tony Perkins wasn't settling.
Nope,
you could see it as soon as he pulled that thing back.
Yep. First free throw, no good for Perkins. Ben Cricke and Josh Dix will be coming back in as Freeman and Peyton Sanford will sit down. 69-64 Iowa, 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Perkins now 2 of 3 at the foul line today. Make it 3 out of 4 as he hits the second. Back to a 6-point lead for the Hawkeyes. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Throwing to Crowell, right wing. Crowell leaves it for Hilver, top of the, or between the circles. Now Klesman, baseline right, threads it into Crowell, goes up, missed, but a foul. Steven Crowell goes back to the foul line for 2 more shots. Ben Cricke picks up his 4th foul. And we have a timeout with exactly 8 minutes to play. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 8 minutes to play. Iowa 70, Wisconsin 64. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Steven Crowell will be stepping to the free throw line. Exactly 8 minutes remaining. And I think the goaltending call that they had originally made that was in favor of Wisconsin, and I think they reviewed that because they have adjusted the score to 70-62 Iowa with Steven Crowell at the free throw line.
And that's exactly what Coach Gard and Joe Krabnoff are talking about right now.
The call on the floor surprised both of us, right?
It wasn't even close to a goaltend. That's why it surprised us. But the problem with that, and this is the rules that it is in college basketball, because it's called, you can go back and review it. Then it goes back and reviewed. But that was 3-4 minutes ago.
It was.
Like, that's the problem with this, with the rule in college basketball. When it comes to a goaltend, I don't like it. I haven't liked it. It makes no sense.
You should be able to review it on the spot, a scoring play. Second free throw, no good, and Iowa clears the rebound. 70-63, the Hawkeyes, 7:53 remaining. Tony Perkins out front. A bounce pass to Josh Dix, top of the circle. Dix against A.J. Storr. A pass for McCaffrey. Cuts off the right wing in the lane. Needs some help. Gets it out of there to Dix with 8 on the shot clock. Dix near half court. Storr digging in. Off the Freeman screen. Dix foul line jumper off the bounce. Left side iron no good. Rebound Freeman, and he got fouled. Marcus Silver gets in there. Oh, and Freeman as a freshman's playing like a fifth-year senior here today. Silver is called for his second foul. And that's 9 team fouls against Wisconsin. Both teams with 9 fouls. It's a 1-1 for Owen Freeman. He has 16 points, 7 rebounds. He's 6 of 7 at the foul line.
And 3 offensive rebounds.
Man. Yep, yep.
3 offensive, like when they finally do get a stop, Wisconsin doesn't clean it up.
And Freeman hits the first free throw. One more coming. 71-63 Iowa, 7.5 minutes to play. Second free throw straight through, and it's a 9-point lead for the Hawkeyes. The Badgers staring down the barrel of their biggest deficit here today. Hepburn throwing to Crowell at the top. One dribble. Bounce pass A.J. Storr. Isolated on Peyton Sanford. In the lane. Goes up low on the left. Good. It counts in a foul.
I was going to give you a chance to come back in this game offensively. Defensively, they are not great. They will give you a chance to come back. But is the group going to defend and find ways to put together enough stops? That's the question with the last 7:19 left in this game.
Peyton Sanford will sit down. He just picked up his fourth foul. Price Sanford is in. Storr with 17 points. Free throw in and out, no good. And the rebound to Owen Freeman. 72-65 Iowa, 7:15 remaining. Badgers 15 of 21 at the foul line. The Hawkeyes 19 to 22. Here's Perkins weaving in the lane. It throws one up, missed, but a foul. Free throw fest coming up as Stephen Crowell called for his third foul.
You said it, but it's where it's going to be.
Yep.
I mean, this.
Tony Perkins in the line, shooting two.
Tony Perkins, 11 points, 9 after halftime. He shoots two, and he is good with the first.
And he set the tone for Iowa.
He did, really did.
I knew it was coming.
You did?
I did.
Unfortunately, you called it in advance.
One I did not want to call.
Second free throw for Perkins is good. 74-65 Iowa, 7:05 remaining. Hepburn up the floor, going to Marcus Silver. Tyler Wall ready to check back in for Wisconsin. He will re-enter with four fouls. Klesman directing some traffic here. Looking around a foul screen, a draw and kick. Hepburn for three, left corner, money. Chucky Hepburn with a triple, 74-68 Iowa.